Psalms 45:6 says to us, the scepter of justice will be the scepter to your kingdom. David says, the scepter, the king's scepter. It is the instrument whereby he holds in his hand. It proclaims to the people that I am king. I am sovereign. And David said, the scepter that Jesus holds in his hand, the scepter. And he called it the scepter of justice, treating people fair. I declare that we proffer a government, and in that government, people are treated unfairly. Even those who will be in a household of faith are making policies that are unfair. And then God requires us to be just, to have mercy, and to walk humbly with God. How is it that folk can set policies in order that will take your home from you, take your car from you, take your job from you, and have the family in such dire straits? And while at the same time proclaiming to be a child of God, no, they're running to the church, that closet place, and refuse the kingdom of God. Doors of the church.
This is the Lord's Supper. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, the Master saith, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them. and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in this dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto him, that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for him that day if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, when we finish, you will go out and continue to give God the glory. He said, This is my body which is broken for you. Take and eat. This is the cup, the blood which I shed for you. Drink all of it.
Oh. This is my body, which is broken for you. Break and eat. This cup represents the blood that was shed for you on Calvary. Take and drink all of it.
And when they had finished, they sang a hymn, because it was a joyous time now. The Lord will return. On the third day he did arrive.
What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Now, I'm going to be on this radio show. And the one who owns it assured me that whatever I got to say, he stands behind it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it's time for us to move out.
Come on.
Not unto him that is able to keep us from falling, and to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Father, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now, henceforth, and forevermore.
Thank you.
thanks be to God. Hug your brother and your sister. Let them know how much you love them. Amen.
Now that I can't tell you, brother. paraphernalia. Where you go? You had this and that with that, right?
I'll be back with you.